Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live.
This is Bulldogs Live. Glad you're joining us tonight. Coming up in a few minutes, it's the Bulldogs All-Stars and your calls to talk about Georgia football. But right now, let's hear from redshirt freshman cornerback Keely Ringo from Tacoma, Washington. He made his Bulldogs debut against Clemson, then collected his first interception last week against UAB. Ringo talked with reporters on a Zoom call earlier this week, and here's a bit of that interview.
Going into my first game against Clemson, it was a lot of emotions. My first time actually being at the collegiate level playing football. Just being able to rely on my teammates and also my coaches, seeing the support of my family. It was a lot of emotions out there. I felt pretty well. We're greatly prepared going to my pass interferences. Just being able to stay poised and look, keeping my head around going down the field is something that we worked on this entire past week going up into UAB. I was able to execute that, and I came away with my first interception. It was a great feeling, man. It was unexplainable. I'm greatly blessed to have this opportunity.
Keely, walk us through the interception you had. Tell us the play call and how it went down and what was going through your mind when the ball was in the air.
We were in a 3D scheme. The ball was on the other side of the was on the other hash, the opposite hash. So I was covering about 30 to 40 yards worth of ground. I wasn't too sure about what the offense was going to do initially, but they motioned the tight end from the opposite side of the field to my side, and that put me in the bail technique because originally I was pressing. It was a single X. And I started to bail. As soon as the receiver came off the ball, he started running pretty hard to sail vertically. He stutters his feet, and I started to slow down with him. And after that, I knew he was going to be coming deep. I peeked to the inside a little bit, and I knew the quarterback was going to throw it deep. So at that point, it was really just me turning into the receiver and being able to play the ball at the highest point, which is why I kind of slowed down to be able to grab it at the highest point, of course. So it was a great feeling, man. Really unexplainable. The way I felt after I caught the ball, I was like, man, I really just did that in Sanford Stadium. And I was like, just continuing to stay humble and continue to be able to execute my things day in and day out. And I feel like I'll have a lot more opportunities.
Keely, when you guys are coming together as a secondary in the preseason, obviously you know, Darian Kendrick is new to the team. You know, Jalen Kimber's fighting for a job. You're fighting for a job. Amir's fighting for a job. What was kind of like that competition like for you from your perspective? Was it a day by day thing? Was there any ups and downs for you during that whole competition? How did it go?
Everybody in the defensive back secondary is greatly talented. Everybody's able to do something in a great way. It's obviously the reason why each and every single one of us are at the University of Georgia. So just being able to help each other learn plays and just be able to help each other with our abilities and just continue to tell each other how we could play a situation better. Then I feel like just being able to lean on each other was a huge thing that was definitely able to bring each other up to any occasion, whether it's practice, training camp, or even in the games as well.
Keely, I wanted to ask you about last season. What were your emotions like not being able to play? And, you know, how did you use the time that you were around the program to help you going into this year?
Selfishly, it was pretty hard, honestly. Just being told that I was going to be able to come to the University of Georgia and help right away, honestly. But that setback, I feel like that was something I needed mentally to be able to give me something hard in my life that I could go through and know that if I'm able to go through this and keep myself up day in and day out and stay engaged scheme-wise with the coaches and also my players, I feel like seeing my teammates every single day work hard and just looking forward to really being a part of that really helped me stay up and stay on the right foot every single day.
That's defensive back Keely Ringo. To hear and see the entire interview with Keely Ringo, go to GeorgiaDogs.com. To talk more Georgia football, stay right here. The Bulldogs All-Stars are coming up next. I'm Scott Howard on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
The biggest schools.
Grabbed in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown!
Touchdown!
Touchdown, Alabama!
Ohio State.
Oregon. LSU.
The biggest moments.
Incomplete! You cannot hit the line!
Michigan!
Touchdown, Gators!
This is the
the College Football Rewind.
That had to be a great game to watch. I'll tell you, unbelievable.
Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports now.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Want more exclusive and behind-the-scenes Bulldogs content? More game highlights?
You got red and black everywhere.
Mic'd ups?
That's not good. Next play.
Press conferences?
Obviously excited about this game.
And original programming?
They always hear is the legacy, the tradition.
Search for the Georgia Bulldogs All Access channel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Georgia Bulldogs All Access, your official inside connection to Georgia football and all Georgia Bulldogs sports.
Get ready for kickoff at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldog gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus, next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
You've heard from the head coach. Now we break down the dogs with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. Get ready for another hour of tonight's edition of Bulldogs Live. Now here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Two down and 10 to go for our Bulldogs after last Saturday's blowout of the Blazers from UAB. Stetson Bennett with a record-tying 5 TD passes. Georgia's defense smothered UAB, and our dogs sail to a 56-7 win. This week, under the lights and between the hedges, it's number 2 Georgia versus South Carolina as SEC play begins. Hello, Bulldog Nation. Thank you greatly for tuning in. Our All-Stars tonight have won 3 SEC titles between the two of them. First, the defensive captain of the 1977 Bulldogs, an academic All-American and SEC champion in 1976, Junkyard Jeff Lewis, first appearance in 2021. Great to have you back in studio, buddy.
Great to be here with you, Hondo, and it's great to be a Bulldog.
It is great to be a Bulldog. And joining Junkyard Jeff tonight is a fellow who all he did was win when he was at Georgia. Played 3 seasons, won 3 SEC East titles, 2 SEC championships, while paving the way for DJ Shockley and David Green, Josh Brock. Josh, great to have you back.
Great to be back, Hondo.
All right, very good. Men, last week, wow, how about Stetson Bennett, huh? Lots of good things came out of Saturday. Foremost in Georgia fans' minds right now is, who's going to play quarterback for the Bulldogs this week? Because Stetson might not even be able to go. We've got JT Daniels with an oblique, Stetson with a back, Carson Beck maybe. Josh, thoughts, opinions?
Good news is we've recruited well at that position, so we have enough of them. Honestly, it doesn't look like it appears who plays quarterback, Jeff. Honestly, you just roll it out there. Strong running game, strong defense, you should cruise through this game.
One thing we know about Coach Smart, he believes in the rule that silence is golden.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't say a lot about his injuries. So my guess is, it's just a guess, that both of those guys could play if they need to. I don't know which one's going to start. It may be that the third team guy comes in and plays. But I love what Kirby said about Stetson Bennett IV, that he's a true Carlisle scholar. He does the duty that lies nearest him, and against UAB, that was throwing touchdown passes.
It does. Very good. All right, well, the injury bug keeps nipping at the dogs in the early stages of 2021. We're going to come back and talk about surviving this week against South Carolina, the first of eight straight SEC opponents that we will play with the Bulldogs. Stick around. More on Stetson Bennett's big day as well. We have Junkyard Jeff Lewis and Josh Brock with your old buddy Hondo on the radio. This is the Bulldog Sports Network.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest combines open XDR technology with security expertise to protect the world's largest companies against threats from ransomware to sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest is the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest. Make security possible.
Long-lasting protection against COVID-19 is crucial to a safe living and work environment. That's why Georgia Athletics has chosen CleanWell Services as their official disinfection partner. The trained technicians at CleanWell use a CDC and EPA-approved nanotechnology-based cleaner that sticks to surfaces for an industry-leading protection lasting beyond 30 days. The Bulldogs trust CleanWell, and if your business wants to keep your employees and customers safe, you also need to trust CleanWell. Visit CleanWellSafe.com to get started today.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dogs.
If you want to earn the highest wages and best benefits in the construction industry, go to GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. I'm Randy Bill, business manager of the Atlanta and North Georgia building trades. We have immediate openings for journey-level workers, as well as helpers and apprentices. Our tuition-free, earn-while-you-learn apprenticeship programs offer the best training in construction, giving you the skills that will pay your bills. Learn more today at GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. Transform your future today.
Your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Gus Wettekamp is our producer back in Bulldog Studios, and we have Josh Brock and Junkyard Jeff Lewis with us tonight. Be sure to follow Georgia Bulldogs All Access on social media by searching at UGA_GBSM. Georgia Bulldogs Sports Marketing provides your inside connection to UGA Athletics with exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content, including the Kirby Smart All Access TV show. Follow at UGA_GBSM. And we have our first caller of the night, and it's our old buddy from Columbus, Daryl. Daryl, hey, you're on with Junkyard Jeff and Josh Brock. How are you, Daryl?
Hey, good, fellas. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing great, Daryl. Good to hear from you.
Hey, man, who would have thought that this defense, after 2 games and who we played, had not have given up a touchdown yet or a score. That's pretty amazing, I think. I mean, that just speaks volumes of what kind of defense we have. That's just an amazing stat, in my opinion. But let me ask you, my question for you guys is, okay, on offense, you can get a penalty that wipe out, let's say, a scoring touchdown or something like that, a holding. On defense, you get a pass interference, you give the team another set of downs. But and it seems like people forget that. But the quarterback position seems like – it's constantly under the microscope. Why do y'all think that is? You know, that's the case. And only other thing I got to say is, hey, if we don't start Stetson Saturday, we're not starting the SEC Player of the Week. That'll be something. I don't care who starts. I go whatever Coach Smart says. He knows better than anyone. Go Dawgs.
They take care of the quarterback because without him, we would be nothing. No matter who it is. Sure. Honestly, that's why the microscope is on them so much. Yeah. I mean, they're such a key. Not that every other position isn't key too, but, you know, the quarterback has so much going on and control of so much. That's why there's such a microscope on them.
Yeah, he starts the play. He tells the center to snap the ball, and then he's either going to keep it or throw it or hand it off to somebody. And He's the guy who's key to the working of your offense. So if the quarterback's not having a good game, then your team's not having a good game. And thankfully, we've got a great defense here, so we can play with anybody. But I think we got some great quarterbacks, too. I think we're going to have a good year this year.
Improvement, week one to week two, what did you see, Jeff?
Well, saw a lot more offense, but then again, we weren't playing against Clemson in week
yeah,
two.
Yeah, that's obvious.
The defense has impressed me this year. They are attacking and attacking and attacking. There were a couple of plays in this game. One play, passing play, UAB quarterback drops back. We're only rushing three guys, and they got five blockers. And, Josh, you know five guys can block three, except when they can't.
They should.
Because our rusher ran right over their blocker and forced an early pass, a bad pass. So the defense is playing great. Offense a lot better with the passing game. I do think, though, we're going to need to improve on our run game. And, Josh, let me ask you to comment on that since that was your position.
Yeah, we will, but I'll also piggyback. To me, the thing that was most improved from week one to week two, and, again, it could be a sign of the competition, the defensive pressure from just the down linemen was – ridiculous on Saturday. And that's, to me, that's going to be the key of Georgia's defense this year. Yes, everyone wants to focus on the linebackers because they're so talented, so good, but everybody knows a quality pass rush and a quality defense has to have guys that just absolutely, as Coach Mark calls it, havoc or wreak havoc on a play. And those down linemen are doing that so far this year. But to me, again, the run game, and I said it going into Clemson, it doesn't feel like we know what scheme we want. We have a couple of different types. We want a man-up blocking scheme, or do we want a zone blocking scheme for our run game? And to me, that's going to be, as you pointed out, Jeff, one of the things that we need to get right as the SEC schedule goes on.
Is some of this problem with injuries and getting the right alignment, the right five guys in there? Because on offense, you guys got to work together. Defense, everybody's pretty much a lone ranger.
Yeah, here's the thing. Communication is key up front. And when you have an injury to a starter in Tate Ratledge in week one where Clemson comes out, and then you put in Warren Erickson, who, yes, was penciled in as the starter at center all camp until an injury to him, too, put him down on the sideline. That communication is key for those five guys up front. And if you continue to shuffle the deck, you just got to try to find that right mix of who communicates well and who plays the best next to one another.
At how many weeks of a run game maybe not working the way it should, would you become concerned?
Probably after this week. If we come out and have a lackluster day against South Carolina, something needs to change, because against UAB, you should have been able to kind of impose and do whichever scheme you want or have success in the running game, and it doesn't appear like we have that just yet. And everybody knows, I'm not telling any of our listeners anything they don't know, if we do not run the ball well, we all say we won't give up an offensive touchdown for till October, maybe. If, you know, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx anybody like that, or seem to give up a defensive touchdown that way. But if we don't run the ball well, it won't matter. Our defense will just get absolutely gassed as games wear on as we get into the SEC schedule.
Yeah, we gave up an offensive touchdown against UAB.
That's right.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
You know, some quarterback. I'm not going to say anybody in particular. Some quarterbacks, they throw an interception, and they act like they'd rather be doing kickoffs for Vanderbilt than run and tackle a guy who caught the ball.
That's true defensive man sentiment right there.
That's right. Defense loves nothing better than the end of the game and you see a big goose egg next to the other team. You shut out. That's what we want to do, and we almost had one.
Almost had one. Okay, Joey's in Sylvester. Hello, Joey. You're on with Junkyard Jeff and Josh Brock. How are you? Joey?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Doing great, Joey.
Doing great.
Look, first and foremost, I want to say I've always been a Kirby fan. I love Kirby. And I think I was like most Georgia Bulldog fans Saturday when they said Stetson Bennett starting. First of all, even I posted on social media, I was like, Stetson Bennett, why? I thought Carson Beck was going to be the starter, I think, like most Dogs fans. I would like to apologize to Mr. Bennett. He went out and just showed out and shut me up. And like I told everybody, I said, that's why I don't make millions of dollars to coach college football. So I just want to apologize not only for my post to Kirby and all the Dogs fans, and I think most of them were like me and didn't see it coming. But look, in the future, go Dogs, and I will never question what he does.
I bet you do.
Thank you, guys.
I bet you will.
Let's write that down. I bet you we get a call later this year questioning something. No, just kidding.
Joey, you're on tape now.
We got you, Joey. Yeah. Well, you know, Stetson Bennett's a big-hearted guy. I'm sure if he's listening in tonight, he's forgiving you and all the other fans who were dubious, because last year, I mean, he had some good games. He had some games where some passes got knocked down, and then the Southern Cal guy came in, Daniels came in, and had a great season. I'm sure most fans had written off Stetson Bennett the fourth. That's the last we're going to see of him. He can go do the scout team. But then injuries happened, and Kirby, obviously, that's why he gets paid millions of dollars. He picked the right guy to start against UAB, and boom, 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 touchdowns all over the place.
Yeah, and Joey, let's all be honest. We were all shocked a little bit surprised. I wouldn't say shocked, but we were a little bit surprised by that, because all camp long, even coming to the game, and Carson Beck's listed as the number two quarterback all week. You hear he's getting a lot of number one reps, and all of a sudden he's not the starting quarterback. That is a surprise. But there again, it was all part of the master plan just to dupe the opposing team. And what we know when you see Stetson Bennett, it's, you know, the old saying, go with the devil that you know. Not that he's the devil by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. You know he's a baller, and you know he's a gamer. And you can throw him into a situation, because he's been put into situations just like this past Saturday multiple times over the last couple of years in Athens. And the guy just performs, and you know what you're going to get from him.
Very good. Joey, thank you for that call. We'd like you to get in on the calls with us. 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DAWGS. Talk to Josh Brock, Junkyard Jeff Lewis, your old buddy Hondo here on the radio. It's the second hour of Bulldogs Live. And Dogs fans, you want exclusive access to player profiles, UGA history, and special features? Well, download the all-new Georgia Football Digital Yearbook at georgiadogs.com/digital. It's free to access. It says here it's completely free. So it's not partially free. It's completely free to access. That's the Georgia Football Digital Yearbook at georgiadogs.com/digital. Back in 2 minutes with more of your calls. 888-81-DAWGS. Two lines are open right now on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Georgia drivers take pride in their cars because your car is important to you. It gets you back and forth every day, helping you connect with family and friends, getting you to work, to the store, and the football game. Protect the vehicle that protects you with dependable coverage from an insurance company that's known for keeping its promises. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, right here in your community. Learn more at gfbinsurance.com.
There's nothing like cheering on the Dogs with 92,746 friends. And if we keep staying safe, we'll get back there soon. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're proud to serve our community through the pandemic, and we're grateful for your help. The past year has been tough, but there's hope around the corner. Classic Georgia game days can be in our future. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on, and go Dogs.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
And so glad you're with us. Thank you. football is here. Basketball's around the corner, Dog Nation. We can't wait to see you inside Stegman Coliseum. For priority seating, the deadline to donate to both men's and women's basketball fund is September 17th. Also, for season tickets, head over to GeorgiaDogs.com/tickets. That's GeorgiaDogs.com/tickets, and we'll see you at the Steg. Okay, we're back, and we'd love for you to jump on the phone with us. You've heard the phone number now a bunch of times, 888-813-2947. And gentlemen, we're talking about I do want to step back for just a second. Stetson Bennett, what an amazing story this is. And I'm trying to think, Josh, you were not there yet when did you and Corey Phillips ever play together?
Did
you cross over for a year?
We did.
And Corey had, he stepped in the year 2000. A great guy, comes by to see us at the tailgate show when he's in town. And Corey stepped in the year 2000 and had some big games, including at Kentucky. He threw four touchdown passes in a victory for the Dogs against the Wildcats.
I think still holds the single game yardage record for University.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can look that up, in fact.
Yeah, no, but it's a great comparison because walk-on could be a scholarship player at probably 95% of the other Division I schools in the country, but chooses to go to Georgia because the love for the university and the school stays it out, sticks it out and gets his opportunities to play and then loses his opportunity to play, but always was locked in. You know, my favorite Corey Phillips story was my freshman year. We're playing Northwestern State. Hondo, you'll probably remember this.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Late in the game. We're up big, and we know we're just running out the clock to milk it and run the football. And he gets in the huddle, boys. He goes, there ain't none of this running. We get up to the line, and he checks to a pass play the very first play, and the coaches are, no. That's Corey Phillips. And so Stetson's just like that, right? And I think the guy's just the ultimate competitor, Jeff. Even, just the stories of lore in his first 2 years in Athens before he went to the JUCO route to try to make a bigger splash of it somewhere else. I mean, he just terrorized our defense as a scout team quarterback.
There have been a lot of guys like that. Mm-hmm. Came as walk-ons, earned a scholarship, had great careers. Or I had some teammates who did that. Think of Jim Griffith, for example, who played linebacker for us, mm-hmm. was a guy who walked on, and several others. If I can mention this in passing, we had a picnic before the game for all the UGA lettermen, and I want to mention some of the names of the guy you recognize. Some of these names here, I'm just going to run through a few. We had
just a few:
Joel Darden, Chip Wisdom, Jim Cagle, Scott Warner, and Greg Bell off the 1980 team.
Mm-hmm.
Also, AD Josh Brooks showed up. We're shaking some hands. Great to have him. And then Governor Brian Kemp.
Oh, how wonderful. Wonderful.
A great Athenian and Bulldog, although not a Letterman.
Although not a Letterman. Yes, very good. I heard the 1980 team had a great reunion, too. And Frank Ross was on the air with us with the tailgate show. And for those of you who don't know Frank was the captain of that national championship team. And he was on the air with us. And they had a great reunion last week. It was the 40-year reunion of the team. They could not gather last year for obvious reasons. But then some friends of mine came by who were cheerleaders, both male and female, for that team. And they told me Frank invited us because they let her, the cheerleaders let her. And Frank made sure that even the cheerleaders were invited. And, that's just the type of guy. I looked at them. I said, Frank, does that surprise you? And they're all like, no. No.
Coach Dooley made a good pick in picking Frank Ross to be the captain of that team because he's always a guy who's working for the best of the team together, trying to motivate everybody to do their best so the team can do its best.
Yeah,
he also picked Herschel Walker to be his little brother, which was a good idea.
Like there was a choice.
Somebody had to look after Herschel, and Frank decided it would be Frank.
Yeah, very good, very good. And I know you and Frank have done some bike riding across Europe together.
We've done some motorcycling
with the Richard Tardits.
Yes,
very good. Okay, we have Josh Brock and Junkyard Jeff Lewis. We're going to talk about South Carolina and Georgia coming up this Saturday. Our broadcast will begin at 3 o'clock from the Scana stage outside the UGA bookstore right there on the Tate Plaza. That'll be Kevin Butler and Jeff Dantzler. Then at 4 o'clock, it'll be yours truly, along with Lauren Smith and DJ Shockley will be on stage. Meanwhile, up in the broadcast booth, it'll be Scott Howard. We don't have Eric Zier this week. Eric is in Hawaii. He's participating in the senior circuit of the Duke Kahanamoku
surfing contests. He's on the senior circuit there, Eric is. So if you're friends with Eric, you can check in with him, see how he's doing riding those big waves out in Hawaii. And what else do we have? Oh, then kickoff is at 7 o'clock between the Gamecocks and the Bulldogs. So we hope that you will join us for all of that. Dog Nation, for all of your information needs, be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com. From tracking event results to exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage, GeorgiaDogs.com has you covered. Also, be sure to check out the G-Shop for exclusive releases of Nike Game Day official apparel. It's just like the coaches wear. Visit GeorgiaDogs.com and the G-Shop today. The number to get in on this is 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DAWGS. Back after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Bulldogs fans, get exclusive access to game previews and game day information for this Bulldogs football season. Be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com to download the brand new 2021 Georgia Football Digital Fan Guide. Get everything you need to know for this season at GeorgiaDogs.com.
Healing and protecting your heart isn't a one-person job. It takes a team. At Northside Hospital Heart Institute, we've brought together 75 leading physicians with the expertise to treat any cardiovascular condition. Whether you need a checkup to get your blood pressure under control or face a serious heart surgery, we're here to give you the utmost confidence in your care. Now at over 50 locations across Georgia, Northside Hospital Heart Institute, excellence at heart.
Dogs fans, download the all-new Georgia Football Digital Yearbook now at GeorgiaDogs.com. Exclusive access to a season preview, player profiles, UGA history, and more. It's completely free to access the Georgia Football Digital Yearbook at GeorgiaDogs.com.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Sometimes we forget how easy it is to save energy at home. So Georgia Power is here with a little reminder, because it's often as simple as a twist to switch to LED bulbs, or as easy as a lift to move furniture away from air vents. It could be the flip of a switch to turn off the lights in an empty room. One way or another, these small changes can make a big difference, helping you save energy for the bigger things in life. Visit GeorgiaPower.com/energy efficiency for tips and programs to help save energy and money.
What makes one head of lettuce better than another? What makes a grape greater? At Kroger, we take scrutinizing freshness to a whole new level, where only the best of the best of the best will do. We're seriously serious about what goes on our shelves, so only the freshest makes the grade. That means not every leafy green leaves the field. Not every cauliflower makes the cut. So if we've got it at Kroger, you can bet your bananas that it's not just fresh, it's fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
All right, a couple of lines open, and let's go to Dawson. Carl, hi, you're on with Josh Brock and Junkyard Jeff Lewis. How are you tonight?
Thanks, Hondo. I'm a big fan of yours, too.
You're kind.
I got a question for the players. How many chickens do you think it takes to feed them Bulldogs? Because I don't think 11 is going to do it Sunday night.
How many what? I couldn't
chickens does it take to feed those Bulldogs? Carl doesn't think 11's going to do it on Saturday night.
Oh, well.
I guess if you count both sides of the ball, 22, right?
Yeah. Appreciate your optimism there, Carl. Let's just hope so.
And what's a SEC dress? 65, I think. So maybe it'll take 65 chickens to feed the Bulldogs on Saturday. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. And I think it's a heck of a question, Carl. We appreciate it. You got anything else for us, Carl? I guess not. That's all right. That's good. Good for Carl. And pick up the phone and call us, 888-813-2947. We're not only talking Georgia football, we're answering riddles here. So
Can we talk about the five black players who are going to be honored on Saturday?
I hoped you would bring it up. If I didn't, please go ahead.
Well, I feel compelled
to. The first five.
Because of the event, but also because I knew all these guys.
Yeah, you were teammates with
them. I got there 2 years after they did. We're talking about the first five black players at the University of Georgia, and they are Horace King, who had a great career with Detroit Lions after Georgia. Yep. Richard Appleby, the tight end who threw the Appleby to Washington pass to beat Florida in 75. Mm-hmm. Clarence Pope was a linebacker. Chuck Kennebrew, a great big middle guard from Rome, Georgia, and Larry West, a defensive back. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a service for these guys, I guess, at halftime on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And they have a plaque or a monument that they're dedicating out in the Reed Plaza back there between the North Stands and Reed Hall, which is just great. The five guys who I can't fathom the type of courage it must have taken for those guys 50 years ago to integrate the Georgia football team. And I've read a couple of things about them so far this week. And the fact they said that they thought part of their success came because there were five of them and because they had each other's backs. And I don't mean in the locker room or somebody beating them up, but they had each other they could speak to and rely on.
And they all credited Coach Dooley, too, for making that transition as smooth as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've met Chuck Kennebrew a time or two at Cartersville and Rome, real close to one another.
Sure.
So those two, and you talk about a special human now. Not all five of them for sure, but him in particular, just out of personal experience. It's amazing. Glad we're honoring them. I think DJ Shockley's got a great interview with him that you can go out there and watch, and that'll be fun. Good thing. Them.
Yeah, I know for our affiliates here in Atlanta, tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News on WSB, Michelle Wright has a feature on the in-depth feature with Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade coming up at 8:15 tomorrow morning. Big acknowledgement. I'm glad the university did this at 30 years with those guys, and the athletic department did, but to continue to recognize them because none of us from back in the 70s, those who played and those of us who sat on the railroad tracks, none of us are getting any younger.
The people who sat on the railroad tracks may be aging faster than the ones that were down on the field.
No doubt, brother. No doubt. It's funny because
it was dangerous up there.
Did you see what they gave to the 1980 guys, the lapel pin?
No.
I don't know what it said, but Lauren, when Frank Ross was on with us, Lauren was reading off the lapel pin, and what they had was the letter from Coach Russell, from Irk Russell, before the last home game of the 1980 national championship, or no, before the last season. It was before the season started. He wrote a letter to.
He did that every summer.
Yeah. But to the defense. And one of the things he said was, this is the last year of the track people. And wouldn't it be great? Because they were going to close in that side of the stadium, the east end of the stadium, into a horseshoe. Wouldn't it be great if we sent them off with a national championship? And that's what they had put on the pin. And I said, Lauren, I was on the tracks. He goes, I know. Why do you think I'm reading it to you?
I think Coach Russell had seen Herschel Walker play. I think he had maybe a special insight about how that team might do.
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Very good. All right, fellas. Well, our offense, our sets were baffling UAB last week. There were times our guys were 5, 6, 7 yards wide open, and you just don't see that at this level. You might see that on a broken play, but not time and again, and Blazers defenders, they were running to and fro, and Jeff Lewis, when many run to and fro, we know knowledge is increased, right? But it felt like knowledge was increased before they were actually running to and fro, that our offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, was really on to something.
He really is, and these guys, he and the defensive coordinator, are doing a great job of scouting our opponents. And I want to pay tribute to Kirby Smart now. In fact, I just finished reading a biography of Kirby, and he admits that he is a businessman trapped in a football coach's body. So what does that mean? Well, he sells victories. And the nationwide recruiting is something that he's emphasizing. You can see this with this freshman tight end, a true freshman, Bowers, who caught a short ball and then outran the other team's secondary to the end zone. Tight ends don't run 88 yards for touchdowns, but he did.
The other stat that came up from all the world of stats that's coming because there's little GPS indicators in their pads? He was one of the top – he reached one of the top speeds in college football all weekend, position.
Yeah. Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing, what, 21 miles an hour?
It was like 23-some-odd miles an hour.
I mean, like a sprinter, like a 100-meter sprinter,
like
but the guy is big and strong.
I call that unfair.
Added up. Like the three of us added up at top speed. Yeah.
Call that unfair.
That's crazy. That
but to
crazy.
Me, you know, schematically wise, you talk about, you bring up a good point. What Coach Munkin did to UAB's defense is obviously the scout was, if I can flex the linebackers out into space, I could confuse them by running really, honestly, simple pick routes. And that's exactly how Georgia got all the big
pick routes are illegal.
Yeah. Well, a rub route. Sorry, let me say it the other way. And all that is that means the inside slot receiver is really running a route that's honestly just a decoy. And the outside slot receiver is going to curve underneath him at some point in time. And I know for a fact two of the long touchdowns were that exact type of scenario, and you just had UAB defenders, no clue where to look.
Yeah, I read Bill Clark, the UAB coach, saying that we were coming out in those bunch sets, and we had always run out of those bunch sets and didn't. So that's just great, because now let's let all of our future opponents wonder what we're going to do when we come out of the – we're not so predictable.
Yep, and that's it. That's all it is just trying to make the other team think, okay, what are we going to do? If we can do different things out of multiple sets, that just makes you a very potent offense.
All right, very good. Dogs fans looking for up-to-date game day information and new stadium policies? Be sure to log on to georgiadogs.com/digital to download the 2021 Georgia Football Digital Fan Guide presented by Georgia Power. Get everything you need to know for this season at georgiadogs.com/digital. We'll come back. We have more callers on the line. We got a couple of lines open, but we do have Travis. Travis, hang on. We'll come back and speak to you. The number is 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. You can talk to Josh Brock and Jeff Lewis. Three SEC rings in the room. Okay, and right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Georgia fans, college football is back, so grab your friends and a cold, refreshing Dos Equis lager and make the most of game day. Dos Equis is the one to score for your tailgate, at the bar, or even watching with your friend who went to that other school. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and go Dawgs. Dos Equis, proud partner of Georgia Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2021, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest combines open XDR technology with security expertise to protect the world's largest companies against threats from ransomware to sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest is the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest, make security possible.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
As fans, our job is to help protect Sanford Stadium every home game. As the official pest control of UGA Athletics, Breda Pest Management's job is to protect Sanford Stadium year-round. Neil Hondo Williamson here for my bug and critter experts at Breda Pest Management. The Bredas are proud graduates of UGA and grateful to be able to give back to the university they love. BREDAPest.com.
Breda, Breda, no need to be afraid of bugs.
What widens the eyes, tightens the stomach, and flutters the heart? Adrenaline. Feel it for yourself in the Toyota RAV4, Camry, Corolla, and Tacoma. Get 0% APR for 36 months on a new 2021 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through October 4th, 2021. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $2,778 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
On Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
And we're happy you're with us tonight. Let's go to Grovetown. Travis is in Grovetown. Travis, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about y'all?
Fantastic. Thank you.
I'm a 2002 graduate from UGA, and I remember watching Eric Zier back in the 90s, and that was fun. And I've really enjoyed listening to him on the pregame shows, and his insight's awesome. Did I hear you say that he's surfing?
Yes, you heard him say that.
Is this a joke? Are you serious?
Eric is a world-class surfer. He's out at the Duke Kahanamoku, senior circuit in Hawaii this week, surfing and in the big competition, and we're all cheering for old Z.
He looks like Frankie Avalon out there.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if this was a inside joke thing, or I don't remember him taking surfing classes, or
they have surfing classes at Georgia.
He's a natural athlete.
No. Yeah, he must be. Very good. All right.
Folks, you can look it up. Sure. It's real. Right. Duke's right there on Waikiki Beach in Oahu.
Right there
on Diamond
Head.
Right there. Huge. Yep.
Underneath the Diamond Head.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. Right. Awesome. Go Dogs.
Travis, thanks so much. Go Dogs. Go Dogs. Any other callers? 888-813-2947. Yeah, Junkyard Jeff. Something on your mind?
Oh, no. I was just commenting on Zier's ability to pick up any kind of sport and be a master at it.
As you may well imagine, he was a heck of a pitcher in high school.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Heck of a pitcher. And, you know, I talk about Buck Ballew and I were contemporaries at Georgia, and Jeff Pyburn and I were contemporaries, and they were both on the baseball team when I did play-by-play for Georgia baseball. So I spent 3 years with Pi and 2 years with Buck, and the arms on those two guys from the outfield – They just threw people out left and right who were advancing. You know,
maybe while Zier's out there in Hawaii, he'll do the Ironman triathlon.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly.
So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, guys with great arms. And Buck is still like one of the stolen base leaders, like in the top 10 for – oh, yeah, Buck could pick him up and put him down, baby. He could run. He can only hit – and top 10 – hitters of all time at Georgia, too. Yeah, he was a heck of a baseball player. Okay, so JT Daniels, and I heard somebody say, if he's got the oblique and it really takes a while to – you got to make sure it's okay. And if we don't really need him, we shouldn't play him against South Carolina. That's not the way football players think, though, is it? I mean, that's the way fans think. That's not the way football players think.
No, and you always need him. You always need your starting quarterback, no matter what. So I get the thought process, Jeff, is if we don't need him, saying JT Daniels playing or not playing shouldn't be the reason why Georgia wins or loses the game on Saturday against South Carolina. But you always need your starting quarterback.
Oh, I agree. If he's healed up, play him. Yeah, put him out there and let him play. But I know this. I've had and I don't know what Daniels' injury is, something with the oblique, which is that – Side muscle in your abdomen.
Side muscle, yeah.
But I had a rib injury once. Some cartilage came loose, and that is extremely painful, and it takes a long time for that to heal up.
Wow. And there's we'll
know he's healthy when Kirby puts him in there.
And there's so much torque with a quarterback throwing the football these days.
Yeah.
And not that it's any better. They throw the ball with such force, and that oblique just gets hammered every single time they throw the football, even in warm-ups.
Yeah. Yeah, let's switch to the other side of the ball quickly. The defense has not allowed a touchdown in 120 minutes. One of the games was against number 3 ranked team in the nation. But regardless of who you're playing, to not allow a touchdown in 120 minutes with the way college football offenses are run today and the way the rules are set up, that's kind of almost mind-boggling, Jeff.
It is mind-boggling, and the way they've changed the rules – in the last few decades, Josh, you probably benefited from this. What used to be a 15-yard penalty called holding is now illegal. So an offensive lineman can put his hands and push and pull. Not supposed to pull, but they do it anyway. Grab a fistful of jersey.
I've never seen an offensive lineman hold.
You sound like a referee.
They did make us start wearing gray gloves. My true freshman year, they started make us wearing gray gloves. That was a initiation across the board.
They should put mittens on you guys so you can't grab it. But It's fantastic the way our defense is getting to the opposing team's quarterback. We talked a little bit about that earlier. And these guys, they are aggressive and they're well coached. I love to watch them play. I know people want to see offense, they want to see scoring, but if you really want to see a good defensive team, watch this Georgia Bulldog team play.
Well, and we were talking about singular words off air. To me, what that says is this team is hyper. They're focused. They are focused on what each of them's job is and what their role is. And you can see that. You heard Jordan Davis after week one against Clemson. Yes, he was a force in the middle because they were taking three guys, and you heard him say, extra guys on me means someone's running free.
Like, how'd you like to have to block him, Josh?
Oh, I wouldn't have. I mean, it's just, I had to block Jonathan Sullivan and Kedrick Golston. I had my own fair share of Georgia defensive tackle studs, you know, and David Pollack, too, and those guys.
Richard Seymour. Yeah, is he still around?
No,
with you?
Seymour was gone.
Okay, Stroud, you just missed him.
Yep, yeah, just missed him. Okay. I guess, thankfully, too.
But I read that Jordan is getting some NIL money from somebody. Did you read that?
He's such an intriguing young man. I mean, when you watch him go to the SEC Media Days, you're really learning who this kid is and what makes him. And him coming back for his senior year, I think there is no question two games in has been the best decision that young man has ever made. You know, so listen up, kids. You know, getting out to the NFL is not – sometimes staying and being a little bit patient is going to pay off. And you see the way that he's playing. But, two, it's Jalen Carter, too. Those two guys in the middle – I mean, and Jeff, you and I, we've talked about this. And, Honda, we've talked about this for years.
Yeah.
Georgia's pass rush has always been kind of iffy because we've never really had two guys in the middle force the offensive line to do something different.
Yeah,
and now you have two guys in the middle that are going to force those three guys, the center and the two opposing guards on every single team we play, are going to have to focus on those two guys. So that just means Adam Anderson, y'all just go get it. N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith, just have at it, boys, because you're going to have one-on-one opportunities.
Yep.
Yeah, that havoc rate the Coach Smart loves and coaches love to talk about these days, it's going to zoom. Okay, we'll come back with more with Josh Brock and Junkyard Jeff Lewis. Time for a couple more calls if you want to get in. 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. It's Georgia and South Carolina SEC opener from Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium this Saturday at 7:05 right here on the Bulldog Sports Network.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation at Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dogs!
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go to Dogs.
Get ready for kickoff at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldog gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus, next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson. I'd
like to thank Gus Wetekamp, our producer-engineer tonight back at the Bulldog Studios. We have Josh Brock and Junkyard Jeff Lewis with us. And fellas, the secondary, first week, again, tougher team. Less tough team in the second week, but last week I thought that the secondary played better. Your thoughts on the secondary, Jeff? You were the defender.
I agree, 100%. One thing on Clemson, it's nice to see their quarterback gone from college football. Yeah. The guy with the hairdo, you know,
Trevor.
For a long time.
He's a Cartersville guy.
Everybody's probably glad that he's gone.
So we wish him well there in the NFL, and I'm certainly glad he's no longer down there. And the young guy I know is trying to do well, but. It looks to me like our defensive staff has done a great job of bringing in these new players and bringing up the younger players, and they're scheming in a way that we've got the receivers covered and we've got such a great pass rush. A great pass rush will make up for a lot of flaws back there because quarterback's got somebody in his face like Davis. He's not going to throw a good ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, during the commercial break, you were talking about four guys off of last year's team made NFL rosters.
Yeah, and also, too, the confidence. Amazing to see how well they're playing, knowing that much talent moved on to the NFL, made NFL rosters from last year's Georgia secondary. But to me, again, and I said it with Rennie a couple of weeks back leading into the Clemson game, is no, there weren't a lot of returning starts on those of our guys coming back in the secondary, but they played a lot of meaningful snaps. And confidence, no matter who you're playing, can come. Like Keely Ringo, first interception. That's a huge confidence boost. I mean, even though you're playing UAB, that's a huge confidence booster for him coming into the SEC home opener. So as those guys get used to communicating to one another and understanding, and Jeff made a great point, you know, pass rush makes all the difference in the world.
It does.
But, you know, the confidence that it looks like Coach Smart and Coach Lanning have in that defensive secondary, to me, it makes you excited as a Georgia fan because it has been – a really long time, I don't say a really long time, but several years since you've seen front to back defensively Georgia with really no real weak spots in their defense. Not one.
Yeah. I'd like to comment on Ringo. He's got a great name. Keely Ringo. He sounds like a pirate or a gunslinger out in the Old West. You know, I'm your Huckleberry Ringo.
Yep.
Great to see him get that
interception. Better than Johnny Ringo, though. Nobody likes Johnny Ringo.
That was a Lauren. Guy who played on Bonanza, Lauren.
Oh, Lauren Green.
Green, yeah, that was his song.
Oh, he did Ringo. That song. Yeah, he had
he
a hit
did the
song.
Song Ringo about
Ringo.
About a cowboy or something.
And we've talked about the front four or front three, and we've talked about the back end. Those guys in the middle at linebacker. I mean,
they are bad dudes.
They are all bad dudes.
They run
and they're
fast.
All
and they
interchangeable,
hit hard.
And they're also athletic and long. And my goodness, I mean, to watch those guys play. With the speed and tenacity, Jeff, I'm just so glad I don't have to chase those guys down and try to block them anymore because it's not – I don't know how it's
They
possible.
Might be too fast even for y'all to grab onto them like you like to do.
Yeah, well, and now we can't cut downfield either. I mean, gosh, they're just making it so hard on this lineman.
Well, watching those guys is like watching the Velociraptors in Jurassic Park just chasing people down.
Yeah. Well,
just the wingspan and the size and the speed and gobble them up.
Well, you remember, you know, we talk about guys like Boss Bailey, right? And we throw those names around. And Roquan Smith, and there are legit four of those guys on the field every single snap for Georgia's defense. Yeah. And man,
imagine being the opposing team's quarterback, thinking about those guys, those 11 guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough. All right, fellas, we're out of time. And thanks. We have two people on the line right now holding on. That call too late, man. You got to call around.
Call next week.
Call next week. That's right. Josh Brock, Junkyard Jeff Lewis. Great to have you both with us. Thank you. Thank you
great
for coming
show,
in, man.
Glad to be here.
Love to have you back in the studio this year, fellas. And love to have all of y'all listening out there. It's Georgia and South Carolina. That's coming up this Saturday. We'll begin our broadcast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with Jeff Dantzler and Kevin Butler. That's Dog Talk pregame. Then we have the Napa Tailgate Show that follows that with Lauren Smith, DJ Shockley, yours truly, and Scott Howard, the voice of the dogs. And then Scott and DJ will be in the analyst chair this week, and Jeff Dantzler will be on the sidelines for the Bulldogs as we take on South Carolina. So we're excited. It's an SEC opener. It's going to be under the stars and under those great lights at Sanford Stadium and a whole lot of excitement. And hopefully the weather will hold off. I see it's a 52% chance, but, you know, of rain. But It's going to be nice. It's going to be about 80 degrees and all. So thanks again for tuning in tonight. We'll talk to you again on Saturday and then next Thursday on Hundo and the Bulldog All-Stars. Till then, good night, God bless you, and go Dawgs!
You've been listening to Bulldogs Live on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Tonight's show has been brought to you in part by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare, connecting you with great care every step of the way. With confidence, we move forward. With hearts, we keep carrying on. Georgia United Credit Union. Georgia United Credit Union. Score your official Bulldogs debit card today at GUCU.org/GoDawgs. Georgia Farm Bureau. Always the home team. Bulldogs Live is also brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit northside.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, powered by Learfield and JMI Sports.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dawgs!